Now more than ever, the illusions of the vision threaten our very existence. We all know the truth. More connects us than separates us. But in times of crisis, the wise build bridges, while the foolish build barriers. We must find a way to look after one another as if we were one single tribe.
That's Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther, which ABC last night did a 3-hour commercial-free block of programming playing Black Panther, and then a 1-hour, about a 50-minute pop special about his life and his work. And for those who were fans of Chadwick Boseman, and it goes back, you know, more than a decade, he was on television shows, and then all of a sudden he started to make movies, and he started to get these incredibly juicy roles, and he knocked each one of them out of the park.
Yeah, very well said, Ro. A remarkable career. I mean, only 43 years old, but you're right. Chadwick Boseman had done some television shows and guest spots, but was probably about 32, 33 before he really started getting these amazing roles, and then all of a sudden became the go-to guy to play these, you know, iconic, historic, mid-20th century figures from Thurgood Marshall. We played a young Thurgood Marshall based on a real-life story about a case he took on when he was a lawyer for the NAACP, and then Jackie Robinson in 42, and then James Brown in Get On Up, and he passed away. Chadwick Boseman passed away on Jackie Robinson Day, as the movie actually was playing on a lot of cable channels because it was Jackie Robinson Day. And,
wow. You
know, in each one of these roles, too, I mean, the Thurgood Marshall role, you know, it's a great performance, but he had a lot of license to do what he wanted because he was playing the young Thurgood Marshall. So he could kind of create a character. You know, we didn't have a lot of footage of Thurgood Marshall as a young man. So we, you know, but with the Jackie Robinson performance, and even though Chad was a very good athlete, he never had really played baseball, and he had intensive, like, 2-a-day training sessions, just like they do, you know, in a camp, so that he could really look like a baseball player, and he did, and more importantly, really carry the dramatic day. And then the James Brown Get On Up performance, I thought, should have been nominated for Best Actor. He was that good in that.
Right, from 2014, I think, right?
Yeah, all these films were done before, obviously prior to Black Panther. And as you mentioned, it was shocking to most people. He did not talk publicly about his illness. There was an Instagram video he posted, I think in March, in which he was alarmingly thin, and there was all kinds of speculation. A lot of people were talking about, oh, maybe this is for a role. It wasn't. He was sick. But he did a lot of movies, including Black Panther and the subsequent Marvel films and a couple other films, including Da 5 Bloods, the Spike Lee film, all of those while getting intense and extensive treatment for colon cancer.
Right. And again, as a young man, he'd been diagnosed with 4 years ago, right?
That's what they said. Yes, 4 years ago.
So he'd have been in his late 30s.
Yes.
The average age of diagnosis for colon cancer is 50. Mm. And the survivability rate is about 50% for men.
Wow.
It's a little lower for it's a little higher, I should say, for women, but 38% for women. And and people think, well, colon cancer, like, cancer is less scary than it used to be as a diagnosis. You know, it's one of those diseases that there are so many happy ending kind of stories. But there are those very many, especially in types of cancer that people thought, well, were a death sentence a decade ago, are now treatable or become chronic conditions as opposed to necessarily immediately fatal. This is obviously not the case for Chadwick Boseman, and it reminds people through this incredible tragedy that is it's for real. It is still out there. You should get, especially men, should be getting screened by the time they're 45 or 50 or whatever their insurance will pay for. And you know, get after it, because if it happens, our friend Eddie Olchek had it. I mean, but Edso was able to persevere through it.
Yeah.
But it was not easy. And if you don't catch it in time, it's very hard to treat.
Well, it is remarkable, too, in this day and age, Ro, that this didn't get out. And in fact, even Chad's passing was announced on his Twitter account by his family. It was not a TMZ story that broke. Obviously, he had been very sick for a very long time. If you go back and look at different clips and interviews and stuff, you could see that he was thin. But again, you know, people didn't know. And he was often seen, you know, visiting children with cancer in hospitals. And imagine the strength he was showing when he knew he himself was dealing with this. And then the performances, incredible. In fact, let's listen. I think we've got a little bit of him as James Brown. If people haven't had a chance to see Get On Up, they should check it out.
We asked to be paid on time. We haven't been paid in weeks.
Fellas, I hear you. And I appreciate your honesty. Can't be easy, no sir. Yeah.
I don't think you understand, Mr. Brown, sir. We know you owe the government back taxes. It's a mess, Mr. Brown.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna think about it. That's all. You son, what you say to me? You better get on out of here right now. You ain't gonna make me come out myself. You better get on out of here right now. Go, get the hell out.
He had a musical sound when he was losing it. And that was one of the things I loved about that performance in that film, bro, was it didn't sugarcoat all of James Brown's many failings either.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
It, you know, 42, rightfully so, was a biopic about a hero who, you know, was so brave and endured so much. And was a great baseball player and, you know, a groundbreaking figure. James Brown was an amazing musical legend and a unique, singular talent, but crazy.
Here's a cut of 42.
The next white son of a bitch that opens his mouth, I'll smash his damn teeth in.
You can't do that, Jack.
I'm supposed to just let this go on.
These men have to live with themselves.
I have to live with myself, too. Now I'm living a sermon out there.
You don't matter now, Jack. You're in this thing. You don't have a right to pull out from the backing of people that believe in you.
And that's as Branch Rickey, right?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Black Panther, though, before we go here. Mm. Black Panther changed the superhero. This is why Chadwick Boseman is so important, because he became the first bankable African-American superhero star based on an African superhero.
Yeah, I mean, and Ryan Coogler, the director, did a brilliant job of bringing that story to such, you know, huge and momentous life. And it's a great-looking film, as you know. It's a great action film. It's a great dramatic film. And the ensemble cast is incredible. But if you don't have the right actor as the lead, none of that would have mattered. That's a movie that absolutely hinged on a superstar, movie star performance by Chadwick Boseman, who pulled it off and is the singular reason that that is a film that's going to live on for generations and has meant so much to so many generations of moviegoers already.
Weren't they in pre-production for a sequel?
Yeah, and the sequel is obviously, you know, whatever they're going to do with that, they're going to obviously going to do some different things. Chad did do one film that is completed and will be coming out in the fall. It's called August Wilson's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's based on a award-winning play, and he's got the co-lead with Viola Davis, and I would not be surprised if there's a posthumous Oscar nomination for that performance.
Wow.